John T. Williams was a member of the new Chanulth Dittidot First Nations people on Vancouver Island. He carved traditional Northwest Coast totem poles. Michael Tremarco remembers Williams as a man who took pride in his craft.
I had a wood shop on Capitol Hill and used to see him now and again. I'd save pieces of wood to bring to him. I respected what he did. He embraced his culture and made a living with it. And that was really important.
Williams used to sell his handmade wares to tourists who came in from cruise ships at Pike Place Market.
It was great when he sold one to you. He wouldn't just sell it to you and walk away and go get a bottle. He'd sit and tell you what every figure was and tell you the legends behind them and tell you everything that was in this totem pole and the whole story. And it was really, it was more than just, oh, this is something that, you know, I'm the red man, I could carve a totem pole, now give me money for it. It was, I know what this is, and this is real, and you're not taking it unless you know what it is.
John T. Williams was carving a piece of wood when he was fatally shot by Seattle police officer Ian Burke the afternoon of August 31st in downtown Seattle. According to witnesses, Officer Burke saw Williams with a knife and repeatedly ordered him to drop it before shooting Williams four times from a distance of 9 feet. But according to Williams' friends, he was deaf in his left ear and may not have heard the officer's commands. Williams also struggled with a long history of homelessness and alcoholism and was living at 1811 Eastlake, a long-term home for recovering alcoholics, at the time of his death. At a speakout on Tuesday night, organized by the anti-police brutality group October 22nd Coalition, people who knew John T. Williams insisted that despite his condition, he was not a violent person.
Hi, my name is Trina R. Thornton, and John T. was my uncle. He was very loving, kind, and never disrespectful to anybody. If you needed money, or if you needed food, or if you needed clothes, or even a place to live, he would have helped you, not hurt you, not kill you, not beat you or destroy you. That's the type my uncle was. You know, and I take this murder very hard for my family, for my friends, for my loved ones, because of the fact this wasn't just my uncle. He was my best friend. And when they killed him over a 3-inch knife. And why he was carving his wood.
According to the law, it is legal to carry a 3-inch blade in the state of Washington. After getting conflicting reports, the Seattle Police Department said they now don't know if Williams had advanced towards the officer with a knife as police originally reported. Ashika, who declined to give her last name, is training to become a social worker. She did not know John Williams, but decided to attend the speakout on Tuesday.
This incident affects me directly because as a person of color, I could be impacted the same way as John T. Williams. Anyone could be impacted. It doesn't matter your race or your religion or your nationality. What you're perceived as by them is really going to impact how they treat you. And the Seattle Police Department needs to know that they've lost our trust and they need to work to rebuild it.
Community leaders from the NAACP, the Seattle Human Rights Commission, the Chief Seattle Club, and representatives of Native American groups from all over Washington have expressed serious concerns about accountability and de-escalation tactics within the Seattle Police Department. Yesterday evening, Seattle Police Chief John Diaz spoke with members of the Native American community and promised a complete and transparent investigation of the shooting. And in the meantime, those affected by the life and death of John T. Williams, like Gil Crow of the Paiute people in Nevada, placed flowers and cards at a makeshift memorial at the corner of Boren and Howell, where he was shot.
John was a very nice person, had a good, strong spirit. And would always share the recognition. He would always give someone a nod. He was a very quiet guy, a quiet spirit man, very humble, working with his carving. I used to walk by him, and he would share a nod, and I would nod back as a recognition. And he was a good brother. I didn't know him, but just his presence was always pleasant to see early in the morning.
For One World Report, I'm Amber Cortez.